talking about Clowney's first day of practice?
I think all you know all these guys being rookies, they all came in here and, you know, it's an eye opener. You know, just like anybody, it's not just one guy. It's an eye opener. It's a different level of competition, and all these guys have come in. They've been on time. They've worked hard, and so they just need to, you know, take it one day at a time and continue to work hard.
What about Clowney working with Boyle?
You know, again, he's working with all the linebackers. You know, and I think the linebackers are being coached very well. And again, we're throwing a lot at these guys. You know, linebackers, quarterbacks, really all the positions get a lot thrown at them within the first two practices and two meetings and all those things. So, you know, it looked like everybody was being attentive and staying focused and working very hard. Yeah, again, you know, it's another step for the rookies. So whether it's Tom or it's Clowney or whatever rookie it is, it's a different deal. It's and so they're all having a lot of things thrown at them, and you know, they're having to process a lot of information. Every rookie, you know, quarterback is not an easy position to play in any system for any team. And I thought for the first day, Tom came out and, you know, he tried to grasp what we were telling him. He's got a lot of corrections to make, and he seems to be working hard and processing through it.
How important is the first impression for you?
Say that again.
First impression.
Yeah, you know, again, I really think it's a good group. It's a group that gets up early, comes to work so far. You know, it's only been really one day. It's a group that seems to pay attention. It's a group that seems to stay focused. It's a group that's willing to work hard. Seems to be a group of guys that are coming together, learning each other's names and learning how we do things here in Houston. And so, so far, so good.
A guy like Lewis Nix says, I'm nobody, I haven't made a tackle, I haven't made a play at this point. It's Lewis Nix, the guy nobody knows, just trying to make a squad. When you come from one of your guys,
well, I think it's really something that you know, each individual has their own thoughts on where they're at. I'm not going to comment on somebody else's comments, but I think, you know, it's hard for a rookie, any rookie in this league, to come in and you know, establish an identity right away. You know, it's something where they have to come in and really study, and when they're supposed to rest, get their rest, when they're supposed to work, get their work, and ask questions if they don't know, and try to be as good at teammates as they can be, and learn about each other, and learn about the coaches, and really, like I said, learn about how we do things here in Houston.
How do you view this as a coach, as an opportunity for these rookies to kind of instill your mindset, the coach's mindset, the team's mindset in them, as almost like a raw badge that's, you know, never been.
Yeah, it's fun, Brian. It's fun. It's good to get a group of guys together that are brand new to your program. That you know, this is the first time they've stepped into this stadium, and it's really exciting to be able to stand in front of them and talk to them about what we believe in, and you know, whether it's X's and O's or philosophically or whatever it is. It's always an exciting time to work with a new group of guys like this. And again, like I said, these guys were very attentive last night in the meeting. We had a long meeting last night. We covered a lot of things. A lot of people spoke to them, trainers, equipment managers, media people, and it seemed to me that they paid attention, and then they went out there today, and you know, they got off on the right foot. But like I told them out on the field, you know, it's just a fraction of what they're going to be exposed to over the next, you know, month and a half or whatever it is till we break for, you know, until we come in for training camp.
Millions in groups, obviously, and you want to talk about the group of rookies,
right?
The group of linebackers, the right. Quarterback's a special situation,
right? And there's only one of them. It's a group of one.
He's a group of one,
right?
So, are there special parameters for that? And you've seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's difficult. Like I said, I think we throw so many things at the quarterback when he comes in here. You know, whether it's knowledge of defense, even in the first night, you know, we spend, you know, an hour and a half with the guy in an individual meeting, you know, and then we expect him to go out there and execute at a high level. And that's hard to do, but that's our expectation level here for that position. And, you know, our offense is not the easiest offense to learn right away for a young quarterback. So you have to study on your own. You have to figure out on your own how you're going to get an edge in learning what we do offensively and, you know, what the defense is doing. So, you know, Tom came in here. I think he had a good first night. He paid attention. You could tell he was taking notes. He was, alert and focused. And I think he went out there today and had, you know, a decent start to what hopefully is a long career for him.
Phil, do you have a set amount you want him to know by the end of this camp, or does that move around?
Yeah, I don't think you can put any set amount on what you want him to learn. You do have an installation schedule. So, obviously, by the end of June 19th, I think, is our last mini camp is practice. You know, you'd like for him to have learned this amount of information. But if we go through this thing, and as we go through it and we see that maybe he's struggling with some things, then we'll back it down a little bit for him. But, so far it looks like he's been paying attention. He's done what we've asked him to do. And, he had his share of mistakes today, just like every guy did. But, I thought it was a decent start for him.
Is it different for a guy at that position for a team before you had an established veteran quarterback who you knew was going to be the starter? Is it different? Are you evaluating any different for a guy as a rookie?
Certainly you evaluate a rookie differently than you would evaluate, somebody that's maybe been in the system for 10 years or maybe even somebody that's been in the system for 2 months. You evaluate this guy for what he is. He's brand new to the system. And so, how is he able to process the things that we're teaching him? And maybe we have to tweak some things along the way as far as how we teach him. Maybe he learns better with a walkthrough. Maybe he learns better with video. We don't know that yet. This is only the first day. And it seemed to me that Tom, just speaking for him, he learned pretty well for what we put in today and went out there and got off to a decent start.
Phil, JD talked about learning the system and learning Cornell's defense today. Are you happy? Obviously, it's just day one.
I'm happy with the whole group. I really am. I think that, each of these guys has come in here from a different background, a different college, a different system, and we're trying to, teach them the way we do things here in Houston. And each group, whether it's the linebackers with JD in there or the defensive line with Nick's in there or the offensive line with X in there, we're really, processing how they're learning. And so it looked to me like for the first day, they made their share of mistakes. Every guy made a mistake out there, or multiple mistakes, but they also had their share of good plays, and to me, that's a good start.
Phil, during the pre-practice interviews, a lot of the guys were reluctant to almost talk about themselves without talking about the team and trying to make the team. Is that the overall mentality you and the staff are trying to instill in them, and it's team first, not player first?
Well, it's a team sport. To me, it's the greatest team sport. And, it's 11 guys trying to be on the same page and play as a team and understand their role in the team and how important the phrase is, the more you can do. Can I be a left guard? Can I play some tackle? Can I be a first and second down running back and contribute on the punt team? And I think when you start seeing guys really believe in those things, then you have the makings of a decent team. And that's what we talk about all the time with our veterans that have been here. And that's what we talk about the last couple meetings with our rookies.
Bill, what do you think about Andre now? What do you say?
Well, I'm not going to comment on what Andre said. I think I'll let Andre speak for himself. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Andre and his career here in Houston. The conversations that Andre and I have been very positive about what we're doing here, as a team and obviously offensively what we're doing here, and we've had good communication. So, but as far as what Andre said, I'll let him, speak for himself. I can only tell you from my end, we've had good positive communication.
Do you expect him to be here for training camp?
Again, we're going to continue to communicate. And like I told John, we've had good discussions, we've had good talks, and we've spoken quite a bit, and we'll continue to do that.
You talked about you got a large group of rookies out there for their first time. Well, you're also a rookie.
Yeah.
You've been a rookie before as a head coach at Penn State. How
right.
long did it take you to get a handle on what you had? You had to get to know those players who were returning and new guys and.
Right.
How do you anticipate that comfort level for you going forward?
Right.
You have done it before.
Right. Yeah, I did it at the college level, no question. It takes a little bit of time. I mean, I don't know if it takes 1 week, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever it is, but I think it's very important to get to know these guys, not just as football players, but it's very, very important to get to know these guys as people, as who they are, where they come from, what their backgrounds are, and that takes a while. That takes individual conversations. That takes group conversations. I've done that quite a bit with the veterans, and now I'm starting to do that with the rookies. You know, there are certain guys that we probably know a little bit better than maybe some of the other guys that weren't drafted, things like that. So it takes a while. As far as on the football field and how each player fits into our systems, I think that takes a while because you have to watch them practice, watch them perform on film. How do they process things in the meetings? How do they process things in the walkthroughs? You know, what types of questions do they ask? I think that takes a while. You don't learn about someone overnight in that regard either. So it's a process that, you know, it can't take forever. That's for sure. You have to figure it out fairly quickly, but you can't figure it out in one day.
I take it from that that you kind of say that the learning about the guy, the individual, what kind of person he is off the field. Is that so that you'll know how to coach him best and how to get the best out of him?
That,
it's not all rigid?
Sure, Jerome, that's part of it. That's a big part of it to me as a head football coach. You know, at any level, whether it's college or in the National Football League, you know, these guys are, you know, at the top of their profession. You know, they're guys, whether they were really good college players that came in here as rookies and have a shot at the NFL, or they're proven veterans that have been here for a while in Houston and had productive careers. Whoever they are, it takes a while to get to know them, and it's very important for me as the head football coach to do the best I can to get to know them in all facets. You know, what type of people they are, where they come from, and how, you know, like I said, how they learn, how they process, what's important to them in their lives. You know, we talk a lot about family. We talk a lot about, you know, obviously where they're from, how they were raised, what type of systems they played in college, you know, so we can really learn about the background of each guy so that we know not only how to coach them as players, but, you know, again, how to, what's important to them in their lives and how to speak to them as individuals.